We saw a recent tornado warning expire not too far from Legoland, if you know the Lake Wales area. Thankfully, no damage to report there. There has been tree damage right near the eastern eye wall, which means business in Debbie. That from Nick Stewart, who's a storm chaser. And you see a lot of his coverage featured on Action News Jax if you've been watching over the weekend and in recent storms as well. And we're pleased to be joined by Nick, who was there in Cross City, right around the place where this eye made landfall. What is this? Your one-year anniversary as a Florida resident, Nick? Welcome to Florida, huh?
Yeah, it's a good welcome, you know, to Florida. I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm like, oh, I guess there's no better fitting way to spend my one-year anniversary than in the eye of a hurricane.
Right. Whereabouts are you right now? What have been the impacts over the last few hours there?
Yeah, we're still in Cross City. We're just kind of gassing up and kind of getting myself a little bit more organized. We started the morning very early, around 5 a.m. over by Salem, Florida, farther west on US 98. That's where we actually intercepted the northern eye wall. We had wind gusts upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour. I wouldn't be surprised if we did squeak a gust near 70. We had some pretty intense wind gusts as the eye really came on shore. And then I basically tracked that eye eastward on US 98 over towards Cross City. And along the way, there's just a lot of tree damage. I think this will be one of those storms that will be remembered by the amount of tree damage that's taking place. The eastbound direction of US 98, the right lane is basically impassable between Salem and Cross City due to just extensive tree damage blocking the lane.
Are those areas that are heavily populated that you've been traveling through, and what sort of preparations, if you had a chance to talk with anyone, did people in that area of the Big Bend make out ahead of the storm's landfall?
Yeah, I do know, actually, early in the morning, many of the county deputies there were actually enforcing the curfew that was in place. There were several storm chasers that were encountering the police, and they were kind of having to describe what they were doing. So you can clearly tell the police were protecting the property of those that live there. Many may have had to evacuate, so it's very good to see the police kind of protecting the property out there. Didn't really see a whole lot of residents. I think a lot of people were really just taking shelter and kind of staying inside for the storm, which is what you love to see. There were a few businesses I came across that, you know, had their hurricane shutters up protecting the glass, but the other big thing that I saw is once the eye kind of came through, the winds began to subside. We started seeing more residents kind of out and about, including the county commissioner for Dixie County. He was actually out and about helping me and a few other people remove trees from the roadway. So it was kind of a community effort helping try to remove some of the trees. Unfortunately, some of the trees were way too large for our little group of three.
I saw Cross City over the last 24 hours, nearly 8 inches of rain fall. Is the ground able to take any of that, or are you encountering a lot of standing water in areas around where you are?
I'm actually surprised there's not more flooding issues. I will say the area seems to be handling it quite well. There have been breaks in the bands. It hasn't been a persistent rain nonstop, which is good. Like, for example, right now I'm kind of in just some light rain in the Cross City area. So overall, flooding, not too much of an issue in this area, not that I've seen so far.
All right. Good to know there. And power, are you encountering much in the way of any power outages and lights that are out or not even flashing in heavily traveled intersections at all, Nick?
You know, that's a really good question. I was actually thinking about that because as far as I can tell, Cross City is perfectly fine in terms of power, at least along the main drag here, US 98. Farther northwest, I don't exactly know how to pronounce the name, but Tenille, it's southeast of Salem. There's an intersection there of US 98 and US 51. Those traffic lights were completely disabled, and power was also out to all the little businesses kind of at that intersection. So I did encounter a few power outages, but in the more populated center here over towards Cross City, it appears most of the power is on. If not all of the power is on, including all the traffic lights on US 98.
Well, that's promising to hear. Nick Stewart is a storm chaser, space flight meteorologist, an upper-level wind analyst. And what sort of vehicle are you driving, and how is it all ready to go for this kind of storm tracking?
So I have just a Dodge Journey. I love my car, a little crossover.
You're driving a Dodge Journey out there in this?
I love my little Dodge Journey. They don't make them anymore. I need a new one because it has almost 180,000 miles on it.
Holy cow.
But no, it's a good little car, and I got a laptop inside to monitor real-time radar and weather information. On the roof of my car, I have a suite of weather instrumentation to measure winds and to basically do some research on the side as the severe weather rolls on through. I mainly do a lot of severe weather research, like tornadoes. But, you know, since I became a Florida man, I feel like I had to get involved in the hurricane action as well.
Florida man, where did you plant your roots? Are you Cape Canaveral area?
No, I'm actually, well, yeah, that's where I'm at now. I'm over in Cape Canaveral, but I originally came from the great state of Iowa.
Oh, just like Mike Burrish did.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
Yeah. Hey, well, and those tornadoes, that's actually a really important point. Tornadoes that come in tropical systems are so different than the kind that you grew up with that can come through the heartland. How are they so different? They're really wrapped in rain.
Yeah, yesterday was a prime example. I was chasing tornado warning after tornado warning east of the Tampa area, basically between about Lakeland and Arcadia. Several tornado warnings. As far as I know, none of them actually produced a tornado. They're very challenging to chase because they tend to move in very unusual directions. Yesterday, for example, they were all pretty much moving south to north. Rain raft, as you mentioned, it tends to be a pretty big problem as well. There's just so much moisture in the air with these tropical systems. The cloud bases are so low to the ground, very difficult to actually make out those tornadoes. And depending on the tropical system, they could be moving pretty quick. You know, my favorite tornadoes in Kansas, you can basically jog to keep up with them. But here they're moving around 40 to 50 miles per hour, so much harder to keep up with.
Goodness. And are you one of these storm chasers who, like, will throw caution to the wind completely and just put yourself in harm's way? It sounds like you're one of these smart guys and sensible guys who are out there just pulling the work that needs to happen on the ground to help the Weather Service, the National Hurricane Center, and others.
He drives a Dodge Journey. Yeah. How sensible can he be in a tornado?
That's a good point.
Whoa. Hey, now. Easy.
Dodge is very happy.
Back in 2020, I lost. We had a Jeep Gladiator at my old TV station that I used to work for, and we actually blew out all the windows in a derecho. Wow. Severe thunderstorm event. So there are times when I do things, but, you know, it's good TV content, you know. It's good TV, so you got to do what you got to do sometimes. What? But no, really, in terms of the severe weather sense, safety is the number one priority in a lot of things. I try not to do anything too crazy, which is also why I wasn't along the Gulf Coast for the storm surge. The storm surge is something I, at least not yet, will mess with.
Yeah, not until you get a new set of wheels, my friend. The Debbie impact.
High rider.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got the First Alert Storm tracker. Maybe we could get you equipped in that with CBS 47 and Fox 30. Just call up Burrish and he can make it happen. Nick, I appreciate
out there. Let me know.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate you joining us and also being sensible out there to help clean up some of the tree damage as well for people who are living right in the center of Debbie's impacts. Again, the eye wall or the eye making landfall right around Steinhatchee and the Big Bend in the last several hours. Nick Stewart is a storm chaser and part of our coverage of Hurricane Debbie.